The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus went to a town called Nain, accompanied by his disciples and a great number of people. When he was near the gate of the town, it happened that a dead man was being carried out for burial, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a considerable number of the townspeople were with him. When the Lord saw her, he felt sorry for her. "Do not cry," he said. Then he went up and put his hand on the bier, and the bearer stood still. He said, "Young man, I tell you to get up." And the dead man sat up and began to walk, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Everyone was filled with awe and praised God, saying, "A great prophet has appeared among us. God has visited his people." And this opinion of him spread throughout Judea and all over the countryside. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Gaudium et Spes was the final document that came out of Vatican II. It was about the church in the modern world. And the opening words, those were Latin words, Gaudium et Spes, are "the joy and the hope, the grief and the anguish of the people of our time, especially the poor and afflicted in any way, are the joy and the hope, the grief and the anguish of the followers of Christ as well." In a way, St. Luke captures that, or they captured that, in the gospel we've just heard. He's telling us the reaction that the people of the time had was that, the grief, the joy, the hope, and the sorrow of the people. Because there was the woman and the dead man, of course, and there was the reaction of the crowd. And we're given that because we are to try to capture that same reaction that the people had. "A great prophet has appeared among us. God has visited his people." You know what? It's a tale about the gracious God visiting his people, the gracious power of God at work with his people, just in the same way, but in a greater way than he was in the time of Elijah in our first reading. What could, in a sense, be more heartbreaking than to witness the tears of this mother, a widow, mourning the loss of her only son, perhaps her only child? Luke is the one that never tires of telling us of the immense compassion God has for the poor and the brokenhearted and those in trouble or need. And so he's telling us that God isn't some aloof, distant, far-off Lord, but is as near as the Lord Jesus himself, saying to the woman, "Do not cry," because there's his tenderness and his pity for this grieving mother. Because not only was she bereft of the companionship of family, it says lots of the townspeople were there. It doesn't say there was family there. But maybe, certainly her only son, she would be utterly destitute because, since she lost all property rights, because they could only be held by the male name, she was destitute. That's why widows were to be particularly looked after in the time there. And so Jesus, in compassion, feels sorry for her, tells her not to cry. Pope Francis has urged us not to be afraid of tenderness, of compassion. Now, we all know when someone dies, the sadness that it always is, particularly someone that we love, someone that's been so much part of our life, someone that matters to us. But it's always harder and more devastating when parents have to bury their children. The widow of Nain is no different to your friends who have to maybe bury their daughter through cancer, or the son who dies in a car crash. And it raises many questions, of course, in our minds. If God is so good and he's all powerful and he's all loving, Jesus is God, the solid earth. Why is there so much suffering and evil in the world? Why is this young life being afflicted? Why is the meaning, what is the meaning of this old life now so sorely tried, with faculties so diminished? And I don't believe that the human mind has ever been able to resolve the great dilemma without referring to God, actually. No philosopher has come up, I don't think, with a convincing explanation for the prevalence of evil and suffering. In the end, I think the only answer we can find, the only adequate one, is provided by the great central truth of the Christian faith, which is that God became man in Jesus, knew the human condition from personal experience, and so suffered and died and rose again, because what he did was promise that our suffering, our death, has got something beyond all that, something far better that he gives us. And that's why the Gaudium express the joy and the hope, the griefs and the fears. Because when we're in our midst of our griefs and our fears, the joy and the hope are there because of Jesus, who is Lord. And so now we're back in green time. You know, I'm always saying we grow in what we've celebrated in the mystery of Lent and Easter and all the associated feasts around that time. It's strengthening what we celebrated. It's in, and in this particular gospel, we get it there, don't we? Because Jesus not only is full of that compassion and love for the woman, but he also says to the young man, get up, and brings him back to life. God breaks through, as it were, the hopelessness of this world and offers new opportunities. And that's the great mystery of the Easter celebration. And that's the way opened for us, always at all times in our lives. Our life indeed, our hope for a future is assured, guaranteed by God. And that's what we see in the gospel, what we celebrated in the Easter mystery. Because God has not only overcome the form of physical death, but also other forms of dying that we face through life. By that I mean when we grow up, when we leave home, when maybe marriage or relationships break up, when we lose a job, when disappointment, when we have to give up plans or expectations or things happen. Grief comes to us, and it's something that we all have to go through and live with. But it doesn't mean that we cease to live inside. There's a wisdom of the East that has a saying that we can't prevent the birds of grief from flying overhead, but we can prevent them nesting in our hair. We need to hear Jesus saying, do not cry. We need to hear Jesus saying, in those situations, I tell you to get up. And we need to go on telling these stories in our own lives of how God overcomes all these difficult dying moments, because he fills them with joy and he fills them with hope. That's how we can affirm, as the people did in Nain on that day, a great prophet has risen among us. God has visited his people.